This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kicks it up top to Queen, dribbling left, big step down the lane, runner for the win, baked it in! He baked it in! And Maryland has won! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16!
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. That is a call you heard on Maryland radio as the Terps get the first buzzer beater of the tournament and almost the last game of the first weekend.
Yeah, and it was just such an intoxicating victory that Sean Sharif is hungover from it this morning and is out all week because of it.
He's taking all week. He couldn't even handle it.
Again.
Yeah. He's taking all week off.
I just got back.
That's what happened. Yeah. That's what happened. Ross ruined him. He couldn't take. He had 3 days of Ross. And he was like,
I heard
dude.
The snacks.
He was like, dude, I'm out of here. Another week of paternity leave. He's using them all up.
Well, it's a good thing. Yeah. He has not taken enough paternity leave. And so I think we all respect how brave it is to be willing to say, I'm taking paternity leave 11 months later.
It is brave.
It's brave.
I think he has more still.
There's still some more to come here.
He still has more. But we get a buzzer beater. Was it a travel?
Yes, it was. If you're talking literally letter of the law, it was. If you're talking about how it's called in today's game of basketball, no, it wasn't. So it's technically a travel that they never call. So
yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those things where if you're in the moment, do you make the call? No. Like, did anybody in the broadcast, were they sitting there clamoring, or even the post-game show, where they sit there saying, dude, that's got to be a travel? I paid attention to it. I didn't notice any of them saying that.
I think when you slow it down, by the guy takes such long strides, too, that when you watch it, it looks like when you see it live and you're looking for it, like, did that guy just take 5 steps? When you slow it down, it is more like 3, but it is 3 for sure.
1, 2, yeah. That's it. And I guess the half step is like you could say, you know, he was already in the movement of putting that first foot down when he stopped the dribble.
They call it the gather step.
Yeah, so I don't think it was like some egregious miscall that he didn't get it. And Maryland wins, and it is the first real buzzer beater of this tournament. How would you grade this thing so far?
Second round was much better than the first relative to expectations. We got much, much closer games. But I mean, this has been what has this been for you? Maybe like a B minus?
Yeah. It's been fine. Like I've enjoyed it. The games have been,
there's no like, holy cow, this is what March is about thing for me yet.
Right. It's not like
Arkansas made it interesting, I think. St. John's is a really good team. They dominated all season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Arkansas winning it's intriguing, but it wasn't like a, oh my gosh, buzzer beater to beat St. John's. Like, there's no like iconic moment from that game, I don't feel like.
From the Arkansas St. John's game?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the iconic moment is the storyline at the end of the game of taking RJ Lewis out.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's the storyline. And like, how much criticism do you have to give to Rick Pitino for that or not? I mean, it's that's the reality of it, is that, you know, he was not playing well and he took him out. Like, so where do you put the criticism?
I mean, right now, if I just think of like, what are the big storylines coming out of this so far? It's obviously the buzzer beater there for Derek Queen. That's one. McNeese winning. That was two. That was another. That was a big storyline early. But other than that, Arkansas advancing the way they have, you get Calipari beating Bill Self and Rick Pitino. That's probably the top two right there. The drama with Dan Hurley crying about Florida at the end. I mean, there's that. Florida and UConn was a great game.
Yeah, it really was. We've got a ton of audio we will play during the college kegger at 7 o'clock. All the sights and sounds from the first weekend of March Madness. Now we get on to the Sweet 16, which, you know, you got a couple of days off, and now you're going to be able to get some more like intrigue moving on.
Would you revise any of your – if you had to do it over again, would you revise anything? Go like, I would change the champion to this team.
No, I would still pick Florida. I thought they showed a lot yesterday, like even in a loss to UConn. Like they got down.
Well, they beat UConn.
They got down to UConn, and they were down for most of the game. And I have a feeling that there would be a situation where you would look at that, and you were a team that had never done anything like Florida. You never won with this group that they have. And you're down to the two-time defending national champs. Who barely, all they do is win by double digits. I mean, they had 12 straight double-digit wins. They beat Oklahoma, I think, by eight. They almost got another one. I think that you would have a big, like, oh, man, here we go. And, you know, the best guard in the country in Walter Clayton showed out.
Houston's been great.
Houston is great.
I think I was too low on, in general, Houston. I mean, I had picked an upset with Houston with Gonzaga, but even outside of that, I didn't, even seeing them beat Gonzaga, I just didn't think they'd be as impressive so far. They beat the hell out of SIUE, and then they handled Gonzaga pretty easily. That game looked closer than it really was. Yeah. Houston was in control of that game the whole time. That was one of those games where you watch and just go, Gonzaga's not going to get this game under 10.
So Houston, I had Houston going out in the Sweet 16 to Clemson. So, yeah, that's the one I would change. I think the other big upset I had where a team went a long way was Carolina. I kind of bought into the hype after the Tuesday game, the first four game.
So we've got a little bit of a let's bracket reset.
Yeah,
here
let's
for
reset.
Us.
So we got our show bet bracket, and the show bet is whoever loses, whoever comes in dead last. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if two people tie for.
I think
dead
we
last.
Just have 2 days. One person, like if me and Peyton tie, Peyton has to do it one day. I have to do it one day.
All right, unless you want to do a total points. Just do the total points of the champion, like.
But then we'd have to revise, like, put a pick in. I think it's just better if we get two days out of it.
All right,
that's what I like. And Aiden will have the graphic here up of our current scoreboard, where things stand currently. RJ Choppy, this is a tough weekend for Sean Sharif. Sean's
never finished last in this.
You were in dead last after the first round, and it was not looking great, to be honest. And as we have the point system up there, Peyton's at 53, I'm at 49, Choppy's at 48, Sean's at 47. Very, very close. Max points last night, the Iowa State loss was not good for Sean. That dipped him under to last place in maximum points right now at 101. So you and I have a max of 102, and then Peyton has 107 because he picked all chalk, because that's what he does. He picked a soft little bracket that didn't have any upsets in it. He had all chalk in the Elite Eight. There's just all that chalky powder coming off of the paper that he handed us.
Sean picking all one seeds in the Final Four.
Yeah, that's different.
No
he picked upsets.
Sean,
he picked upsets in the Elite Eight, okay. So there was that. But when you look at this right now, over the weekend, Sean lost Iowa State and Wisconsin from the Elite Eight.
Oof.
He had both of them in there, and that was after you had lost North Carolina and Clemson in the first round. So this was not a great day for Sean. Sean went 11-5 over the weekend. You and I went 12-4, and then Peyton went 13-3.
Well, okay, so this is the big kind of issue that we have.
This is what we're fighting about in the text right now, and Peyton about wanted to punch me in the bathroom this morning while he's putting his contacts.
Yeah, and I was rushing in because I don't know if you saw me, but I was fly. I did not have any time to talk to you in the
garage. No.
I had the goosies.
Yeah,
all right, I had goosies. I've already gone once this morning. It was the spicy shrimp we had last night. I went a little bit too hard on the spice.
Sriracha?
No, it's like a chili oil.
Oh.
You know, but it's like super spicy. So it's just went a little too hard on it. That's what happens when Sarah puts me in charge of cooking. I don't know how to handle the spice load. You know, I the seasoning. I don't know how to handle that. So it's her fault, not mine. But you know, I go in there, I rush right by those guys. But you know, Peyton is very defensive that we're getting on him for going all chalk. And again, we did this. We talked about this the other day. If you were to look at Peyton's bracket, he picked a 10 over a 7 in the South.
Got it right.
A 12 over a 5 in the West. A 10 over a 7 in the West. And a 10 over a 7 in the East.
And those were his whole upsets for like the entire tournament.
And that was it.
I picked BYU in the Sweet 16.
And right. And he had BYU advancing over Wisconsin at 6 over a 3. That was our issue. The spirit of the tournament.
The spirit of the tournament is you're trying to find the one that'll give you the perfect bracket. Like he's telling me, he's like, you picking Gonzaga in the Final Four is not trying to get a perfect bracket. It's like, yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. It's me trying to correctly project that Gonzaga is going to be that upset that gets to the Final Four. Because there's always going to be one getting to the Elite Eight. It's never happened before, Chop, where the 1 and 2 seeds fill up the Elite Eight. And that's what Peyton picked. And it wasn't because Peyton was trying to be perfect. He was trying to win. And he knows that he minimizes his risk by just picking all 1s and 2s.
That's right.
It's fine. Just own it, Peyton.
Yeah, I don't like...
You're right.
Your strategy for winning a bracket pool is absolutely correct. Like it's the right strategy.
I think I deserve a ton of credit for turning my bracket in Tuesday morning.
Why?
Because you don't know what the first four results are.
Oh.
Texas could have won, and you know I could have.
The team that fired their coach. You didn't pick the team that fired their coach.
Well, he got fired because he lost to the coach. To Sean Miller, who's going to be the coach of Texas now. So congratulations. But no, I think I deserve a lot of credit for being 2 days early on this and not having, because I could have texted RJ Thursday morning and be like, hey, change this, change this, change that. I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to put it out there and let's roll with it. And so far, I've been right.
It was very brave of you to take those 1s and 2s.
You could have done that.
It's like it was brave of Sean to take 12 weeks of paternity leave.
So you have 49 points.
Yeah, I got 49. Okay. So I'm second.
And I have 48. Sean has 47. And Peyton has like 70.
Now, this is still setting up. Okay, so here's the thing, is that Sean's in a little trouble because Iowa State lost last night. When we were projecting out, when I was sending you guys projections yesterday of scenarios that could cause somebody to lose.
Bobby's projections that he sent out, it was like, Sean has this. Peyton has to worry about this, and it's like, and then it said, RJ, literally any other scenario.
Yeah, any other scenario.
Like, oh, so far, God. RJ, it's worked out.
But, so far, it's working out.
But the margins are so close in the futures, and everyone, we picked so similarly from like the Elite Eight on as winners that it's going to, this is tough. Him losing Iowa State, that projection was from the Sweet 16 on, Chop.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State losing in the second round is two fewer points than we're initially in the projection. So all those projections were assuming Sean being 1 point ahead of you in max points. He's 1 point behind now.
Oh, baby.
So, I mean, this could come down to a Houston-Tennessee situation.
It might.
Who comes out of
all
that side?
All praise to Allah.
Yeah, it really might.
Who comes out of that side? It's right now, here's the biggest risk. There are a couple of different risks for everybody. Sean needs Houston to make the Elite Eight. Or make the Final Four. That's a big thing. If Houston makes the Final Four, Choppy's probably done. He's probably
I out. Would be, right?
Yeah, in all likelihood, that would be it.
I don't know a way that it wouldn't be.
But if Tennessee gets to the Final Four, Sean might have lost this because of Iowa State losing last night and the fact that he had Iowa State in the Elite Eight. So that lost him two different rounds of points there. That'd be pretty tough. This is something that's still... Peyton can lose.
Really?
But what has to happen is that the exact setting is Auburn can't make the title game, Tennessee can't make the Final Four, and Florida has to win it all.
I like my odds there.
If that's what happens, Peyton loses.
Now, I do have a question with this bet payoff.
Yeah.
Did we think about, like, because I feel like I lose no matter what. Because when you guys have your, you know, RJ Choppy show or Sean Sharif show at 5:30, you know, is there going to be audio played? Am I going to have to be
so
working?
So we
Did
talked
you guys
about
figure
this.
That out?
We talked about this. We don't want anybody cheating and
just running press conferences.
Yeah. So what we're doing is you can only play a maximum for that whole half hour of 2 minutes of total audio.
3 minutes.
No, it was two.
Okay.
It was two. I'll pull the audio. We agreed to two. That's two minutes of audio because we don't want somebody just leaning on it going like, okay, let me play an extended 5-minute cut here and then take advantage of that. So no, there's not going to be a lot of audio. Basically going to be a monologue.
Yeah, what I do if
we can't talk to you. If it's one of us, we're not allowed to have interaction with you for that half hour.
Okay.
What I'm going to wind up doing, if it's me, because it probably will be, I'm going to have you pull, let's see, 2 minutes is 120 seconds. I'm going to have you probably pull like 25 5-second cuts.
Okay. Thank you, RJ.
Highlights, right? We're just going to go like, here we go. And then the next game, bam, quick highlight, right? That's just, I'm going to buy myself extra time.
You're going to pick all ones and twos in the Elite Eight is what you're going to do.
That's what I'm going to wind up doing.
Were you calling Peyton before this show?
Oh, Elite Aiden. Elite Aiden. That's who you are.
Was that a shot at Aiden?
No,
that,
you. Oh. Yeah, just taking the P out. Elite Aiden. That's Elite Peyton.
Yep, that's you.
The point is to not lose.
The point is to not lose, and you definitely succeeded in not losing. It's Sean and RJ without
Sean
being
here. A loser. Huh? That's what he did. He proved himself to be a loser.
That's right. Here on 105.3 for the Fan. The latest L for the Mavericks was Mark Cuban on a podcast and Kyrie Irving on a Twitch stream. They just can't help themselves. Next on the Fan.